Welcome to a Wednesday morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak. That's Sandra Golden. Thanks so much for being with us. And thrilled to have you. We got a couple of things we got to get to right away. Like, I didn't realize. And Sandy, good morning. You look
Hi.
You look great.
Thank you so much.
Well groomed.
Wow.
Looking lovely.
Thank you, dear. Had a busy day today. I don't know why you're screaming. You're screaming. We walk in here. We had a nice pre-show meeting. And my partner in crime, Mike Johnson's in the hall, and the screaming starts. So yeah. I'm kind of mediating, I think, this morning. Mikey, welcome in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mike Johnson, and I've been in this business long enough to say, and I've worked with enough miserable people without naming names, or let's just say people that just don't spread like great energy all the time. Our buddy John Gordon, what does he call it? The energy vampire?
Yeah, the energy vampire.
So there's a different energy vampire and somebody who's just not a happy person by nature. But Mike is the opposite. Great energy, gratefulness, right? This, the one study's done is you cannot be grateful and in a bad mood at the same time. It's impossible to have those two.
That's right.
So he's a great example.
That's a great point.
Of saying he wants to never have to return to, you know, whatever his previous life was. Not playing for the Falcons. That's different. Anyway, so when you see him frowning, and I was like, oh, dude, was it like a bad show? Did Allie already tick you off or something? It must have been something she did. I'm just kidding. So
it's not even close.
And he just said, I slept
with the gout.
An hour.
I slept an hour.
With gout, which Steak did tell you, Mikey, yesterday. I know that you guys had these gout chronicles together. It was really beautiful to watch. Yeah.
What but did I say to him?
You
as
said
he was
you must go to the doctor. Do not ignore this. He gave you
I
a little mini lecture.
I said it's not going to get
right. better.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The look on my face that Steak saw, it was two parts. The first part was, yes, I slept an hour last night. The second part was, I know there was coming, and I told you so. And I was like, the minute I tell him why I slept an hour, I know he's going to be like, you're an idiot. I told you yesterday.
So you're going to go today to the doctor.
I do. I have a 10 o'clock doctor's appointment.
So there are guys listening right now. I just want you to talk to Mikey maybe for a second. Maybe Dylon can pick up the phone. They call him. He's got it in the toe. He's got gout. And anybody, I don't care if you're the toughest. And this guy, he played, you know, he's a captain of Alabama football and an NFL football player. He's been reduced to rubble. Right?
Sick. I said this morning, I broke my ankle in 2013 training camp. Snapped the fibula, dislocated the ankle, the whole surgery. I had plates. I'd rather do that again. I swear to you.
Oh, my God. You have a serious case.
Do that again than what I'm dealing with.
So, 404-726-0929.
Yeah.
404-726-0929. What, if you ever gotten it in the toe gout this bad, and he needs immediate help. This is like an emergency scenario.
Sick. I'm walking around. My foot is so swollen that my toe is actually not touching the ground. Like, that's how swollen it is.
Have you been reading up about it at
all? Yeah, I've been trying to. And, of course, you get the whole, red meat, beer. Like
alcohol,
beer.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just, like.
Playing the soccer game Friday, I think there might be some lingering effects from that, maybe. I don't know.
Sometimes I don't know. It's bad. I've had it so many different places in my ankle. I mean, I had it in the toe. And like, and it always starts like, oh, did I twist my ankle playing something? And you're like, why is my ankle sore? And then you know, oh, dude. And then 2 days later. But I mean, have you ever seen him like this? A poor guy.
Never, ever. It's usually just you with all your ailments. And now Mikey.
I'm a shell of myself.
How old are you? Can I ask how old?
I am 38.
Oh, yeah.
Just turned 38 recently.
All right. Well,
here's what I'll say, though. And I've had this conversation at stake, and this goes to your point if anybody's going to call and has got something worse. But people, like guys that have had gout, that have had the severe case, they go straight up. They go, number one, kidney stones. Number two, gout. And, of course, we don't do childbirth. But, you know, then you get to the, you know, there's some bad ones down there, you know, hemorrhoids, you know, somebody will say something like that. But
passing stones, a stone.
Gout.
Right.
I've never passed one. Have you?
No, and I thought a few weeks ago I might have been because I was keeled over with the back stuff. I had back and then stomach, and someone's like, oh, you may be having a kidney issue. Do we have anybody ready to help him here or not? Tyler in Ackworth. Tyler, we got our buddy here.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Dude, this guy's got it in the toe. It's really bad. Like, it's a bad situation.
Man.
Are you there?
No, they're up like, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah get to a place where your signal's good, right? Go ahead.
Sorry, I was driving down 75 sitting in this awful traffic.
All right, go ahead,
can
buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Perfect. Sorry. No, I've been having these gout flares for like 4 or 5 years. I'm 35 years old. The only way I figured out what it even was I went to urgent care on like two separate occasions thinking I broke my foot and come to find out I was having these gout flare-ups, man. And
Did you have it in the toe?
Yeah. I've had mine in the toe one time. Mine's usually in the ankle. In the toe, it's brutal. It affects your walking and stuff.
You don't understand. We got a man down here.
Allie thought I was running late this morning. She's like,
we got to get him to the doctor, get him on the meds, man. There's some medicine that my doctor's giving me that when I have a flare up, it takes the pain away.
No, you got to do it right away. All right, thanks. Let's get Curtis and Griffin. Hey, Curtis, you're on Sports Radio 92.9. Curtis.
Steak, what's been suffering with gout for 25 years. Oh, God, couple of things quickly. Stay away from high fructose corn syrup. It's terrible. Terrible on your kidneys. It'll cause gout every time. Treatment. When you go to the doctor today, tell him you need a Toradol shot and a steroid shot, along with whatever he prescribes,
steroid,
and you'll have instant relief.
Okay. Yeah, steroid for sure.
Writing this down.
And what? So I take a Colchicine, a Zaralpurinol. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anybody else want to tell him something? I'm sorry to yell at you.
No. Listen, men out there, if you had some pollen or survived a cold last week, call us. 404-726-0929. Tell us how you're doing. I know how rough that is. Ladies, can you agree with me? I mean, if you had some sniffles and you were just down for a couple of days, 404-726-0929.
No, this is one of the worst
things you could ever have.
We're
neck and neck with childbirth right now. We're neck and neck with childbirth is what I'm doing.
Nathan and coming. Hey, Nathan, you there?
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
What's up, man?
And gal. Hey, that is absolutely debilitating. I've had it in my toe, and it will make you fall to your knees.
Yeah,
that's what's going on
in front of me.
That's
exactly what's happening right now.
So what was the treatment? What can you coach them on?
Well, I was told it was partially due to your diet.
I know, but I'm saying that it's happening now. We're not going to let him on his diet or anything else. How did you handle it in the toe?
Well, I handled it the best way I could. A lot of sleep when I could and heavy pain pills.
Thank you for the call. I can't sleep was what I was going
to
say, but then the last part of that actually shed some light, the pain pills. Yeah, okay. All right.
Dude. I told you, there's no topic, Sandra. Men want to talk about more than gout.
Just anytime anybody's sniffling or hurting or tummy ache. Oh, my God. No. Are you guys for real? I have any idea that when you're sick and when a woman is sick, it's two different animals.
No
God.
I know not what you're talking
about. Jesus, take the wheel.
I'd like to see you get gout. I'd like to see you get
gout.
Gals,
please call in 404-726-0929 because this is one of those things that you guys really don't realize. And I've been around men a long time in my life, lots of wonderful men. I can set the clocks by. If there is sniffling, he's out for the day. Can you get me some soup? Are you okay? What's going on? Oh, my God, my head hurts. Dude, oh, okay.
You're not.
All right.
I will say that my wife yesterday is like, hey, it's time to take we got to take the cans out by the road. Tomorrow's trash day. I looked at her and I was like, can't do it. It's just not going to happen.
You can barely walk right now.
Dude, it's bad. It's bad.
So I don't know.
Last night at like 1:30 a.m. steak, I'm Googling 24-hour Walgreens just to see if there's something. Something that I can go get.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sandy. The guy played in the NFL and broke his ankle. If he's telling you this is not drama.
I totally feel for you guys.
He's a real athlete.
I know.
It's rough.
All right, let's do it.
You guys are going
to
be okay.
Are you really trying to say that?
I'm really trying to say that if you have a penis, you tend to over-exaggerate an ailment, a sniffle, a scratch.
I don't agree.
My shoes are too tight. Like, you tend to over-exaggerate.
Bring out the stretcher.
I've worked with men my entire career. It is a thing. It is a meme on the internets. Ladies know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, let's do our 9 at 9.
Braves win. If you stayed up for it, because boy, was that the opposite of the night before. It was a long and winding road of strikeouts and then strikeouts and strikeouts and strikeouts. 2-1 is your final in 10 innings. We're going to get into it in the next segment. But it was really Marcelo Zuna who's going to get the single game-winning credit for the win. But when they decided, the Reds decided to walk Austin Riley to get to Ozuna, I'm like, Okay, y'all. And Verdugo scores from second. So tonight, we got a dandy, you guys. 7:15 tonight down at Truist. Hunter Green is pitching for the Reds against Grant Holmes. And Hunter Green, he's coming off a 12-strikeout outing last week. So he's really, really good.
The story last night is Chris Sale's stuff. I mean, yeah. Chris Sale looks like last year right now. He was not happy, too, when he got taken out, balls and strikes, and that whole...
We had 112 pitches, though. Six and two-thirds. It's okay. It's time to go. Walks a couple, don't you think? Would you have taken
him
out?
No, I don't think he was unhappy with Snit. He was unhappy with the umpire, the home plate umpire, on balls and strikes. That's what he wasn't happy with. My point is, you can't be more dominant than Chris Sale was last night. You can't be.
Guy was
unbelievable.
He's awesome.
This is why Chris Sale being healthy when you get into September and October means everything in the world. Braves can beat anybody with Chris Sale looking like that. And then the question is when Spencer Strada comes back. A lot of NBA to talk about.
Yeah.
When we come back, why the Indiana Pacers win is one of the most unlikely in NBA history. All the deets behind that. Also, Steph Curry's hurt. That's the situation. Huge trade with the Steelers. We'll get into that. It's the Steakhouse. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Four seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball up top. Indiana by one. 1:10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
You have got to be kidding me.
9:23 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I mean, to be an Indiana Pacer fan and see back-to-back, within a week, you're down seven in the final minute and you have two comebacks. Last night, they beat the Cavs. First of all, you can't have three bigger favorites in Cleveland, Oklahoma City, and the Celtics.
Yeah.
They had the most ridiculous regular seasons OKC in Cleveland. Cleveland, like, blowing people on an epic level. They're massive favorites. They're now down 0-2. They lost the first two on their home court. They blew a 20-point lead they had at one point. Donovan Mitchell had 48 points, and the Pacers found a way to win on that. I'll give you a couple of other quick notes, Sandy, on this. They were down seven with 50 seconds left and won the game. They went 1 of 5 from the foul line. Indiana did, the team that won. But they kept getting offensive rebounds off misses. Donovan Mitchell was almost broken in two by one of the follow-ups. Then Donovan Mitchell gets an offensive foul, elbows some dude in the face. Then Max Strauss, or whatever his name is, throws it away. I mean, wait, an epic disaster for the number one seed in the East. And then Halliburton misses the foul shot. They get their own rebound, and he's just like, nah, we're down two. I'll just call game here on the road with a three. That's what happened. A huge win. Indiana 120 to 119. They come back from seven down. An epic loss. Kenny Atkinson, coach of the Cavs. Not a good thing.
We got to get guys back. That's first. Hopefully, if we can, we can get guys back. I've been down 2-0 before at home, and you know, we have enough talent. We have enough talent in there to go get, game three. That's it. That's all that counts, not game four, not game, you know. We just got to focus on getting game three.
Yeah. By the way, Mobley out, right, from a game.
Mobley, one. DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they got three studs out. DeAndre hurt his wrist on a dunk. Yeah. Garland's been out four games. And Mobley, okay, you're up by north of 20 and you still lost the game, so you may or may not get guys back. But the Pacers, I mean, you talk about some clutch things happening. Aaron Gordon, Tyrese Halliburton, Aaron Gordon over in Denver.
All right, let me ask you this, because the home teams are winless in round two here. So let's fast forward to Friday where the coach is just talking about all that matters is game three. Cleveland at the Pacers. What do you guess the line is, and how would you bet it?
You're 64-18 in the regular season, okay? Cleveland is in a desperate situation. They're going to win that game. I would say Cleveland will be favored by 3.5.
2.5. Okay.
They're 2.5?
2.5 point favorite.
What are the Celtics tonight? Because I think the Celtics shoot as many threes, and they drill all of them. And I think they're probably a 8-point favorite tonight. What are
10.5.
Yeah.
That game is your early game at 7 o'clock. Then Nuggets are OKC at...
Is that 8? What's that spread?
10.5 as well.
Holy smokes.
So
Vegas Vegas is just daring you to take... they're just begging you to take the underdogs.
Yeah.
The Knicks are getting 10.5.
Yeah.
They just won in Boston. And then Denver and you know, I don't know, would you like to have Jokic getting 10.5 in any game alongside Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon and everybody else? God, those are nasty spreads, dude. Those are nasty.
You have to put $100.
I'd take the Celtics tonight to blow them out. I mean, you know, Boston's going to not miss.
But what about Oklahoma City? At home.
I think it's too many points, 10.5.
So take Denver and 10.5. Gotcha.
But all right, let's go back to this other game. Donovan Mitchell had 48. Mm. The Cavs were the best team in the league. What does he think?
We can sit here and dwell on this and be home in about 4 or 5 days. Or we can move on and take some things that we did really well and go from there. I have no doubt everybody in that locker room is ready for Friday. It sucks, stings, but we got to go out there and take care of business. Otherwise, that's it. But I believe in everybody in that locker room. We believe in each other. We'll figure it out.
They're going to play desperate. Their rosters, if they're injured, they're not a better roster. But if they're not injured, they're a better roster. So, I don't know. Real quick, Warriors kind of a sluggish game last night. But, hey, Miami loses by 60 to Cleveland. They don't have Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler's in Golden State. And now they just keep moving along. They win their game one. That was it.
99-88. Steph Curry's the story. Yeah, that was in Minnesota.
Yeah,
Steph Curry,
Steph?
He left in the second with a hamstring issue. And Steph Curry's already saying he's doubtful for 2. But the number that jumps out is just how bad Anthony Edwards was and Minnesota. Anthony Edwards had 23 points. He scores 1 point in the first half. And he's at the post game like, listen, we're not this team. It's going to be fine. Like he was laughing at their own stats.
Okay.
So.
Well, they scored how many?
Golden State used a dozen players.
How many points did Minnesota score total?
88.
Well, here's Steve.
They scored 11 in the second period.
Here's Steve Kerr on the injury.
Day to day, he'll get an MRI tomorrow.
Did you talk to him? Just what was?
Yeah, I talked to him at halftime. Just, you know, he's obviously crushed, but. You know, the guys picked him up and played a great game. And obviously, we're all concerned about Steph, but it's part of the game. You just guys get hurt and you move on. Our guys did a great job of moving on and getting a great win, you know, 48 hours after a game 7 road win. It's an amazing group of guys. These guys are
We heard enough of that. He's not going to play Thursday, I can tell you that. He's got a hamstring. The number one thing on a hamstring is don't want to re-aggravate it. He may not even play in game 3. They have to have him for the playoffs. So if you're betting, know that Curry's not playing in game 2.
Right.
Kerr's pretty much has said it. Here's the thing. Like, I get it. This is not college football, the NFL. And I think we're a great NBA town if we're good. You know, I work with guys that aren't necessarily. Sandy's not a huge NBA. Rusty's not huge. They like it enough. And I asked him, are there any story?
I'd like it if the Hawks were in the playoffs for a while. That'd be great.
Well, then every other night we'd have a game.
Yeah.
Then we'd have stuff to talk about. We could really get in the nitty-gritty. That's all. Like, I'm not even telling you the end-all be-all or titles. I'm just saying be relevant. It's the same thing we said about the Falcons. You know, the NFL playoffs go on for 4 or 5 weeks. The NBA playoffs go on for months, right?
You're not
kidding. Just think about that. It goes on for months, and we were out weeks ago, right? And that's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard, man, when your NBA team is a player like Trae Young and all this, you know, hype that we should be excited about, Risa Shea and mm-hmm. Jalen and Dyson. But, like, where are we? Which is why this hire of president of basketball operations, I heard Steve Koonin on with Dukes and Bell, he would not confirm nor deny that they're talking to Danny Ferry. And those are you. In Atlanta, know that Danny Ferry was relieved of his duties. Is it almost 10 years ago? Like, it just doesn't even seem possible. you know, the craziness.
2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The craziness of recording Danny Ferry because someone had a grudge out to get him, one of the owners, and then made it public that he made an off-color, offhand remark about Lou Aldang, I think it was. And it's not, you know, it's, listen, it's the African-American audience that decides if Danny Ferry's comments were so egregious. And from the most part, I heard Dukes and Bell, and they were like, listen, we didn't like what he said about, you know, you can't trust him. He has a lot of whatever the expression was he used, a lot of African in him. And, you know, he's sweet in the front and in the back. He's, you know, taking your money or something, whatever it was. Listen, he certainly has paid his penance. He certainly has gone in timeout. And Danny Ferry's a great basketball mind. He's the guy that drafted Dennis Schroeder. He's the guy that was going to draft Giannis Antetokounmpo and then got snaked. You know the story there?
Mm-mm.
They drafted Schroeder. Nobody knew about Schroeder. It was a brilliant pick in the first round late. Then the next year, they got Giannis all lined up. Giannis comes to Atlanta. He was going to get drafted by the Hawks. They had scouted him in Greece. And Larry Drew was fired by Danny Ferry the offseason. Larry Drew goes to Milwaukee as an assistant coach and tells the Bucks the Hawks are going to take this guy, Giannis. He's picking right before the Hawks. The Bucks take Giannis. We were next pick and taking him. And if we hadn't fired Larry Drew, Bucks never would have known about Giannis because it wasn't the level of international scouting that Danny Ferry was doing at the time. So that's why we didn't end up with Giannis. Danny Ferry, listen, whoever gets the job is the guy.
So Elton Brand takes his name out because that's the other name that we were hearing.
Yeah, it's another big name,
okay?
Right?
So I want to just ask you, if I'm sitting with you having a little lunch and a little nosh, is this a good job? To be the director of basketball operations for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, pays a lot of money. It's,
so you
it's
would
one
have a lot of people.
Jobs.
Okay, one of 32. Okay.
30. Sorry, I think it's 32 in the NBA. I mean.
Monty McNair, Calvin Booth, some of the other names. All right.
Listen.
So
Danny Ferry.
Is it okay if some of us are like, gosh, Danny Ferry? Okay.
I mean, Danny Ferry's track record until that moment was just, a great NBA veteran, one of the greatest college players of all time, solid front office guy, got his bones in San Antonio, and I thought was doing a good job with the Hawks. Listen, he was a little harsh when he came in, and he said, like, he ticked off the wrong people. But his point was, there is no basketball tradition in Atlanta. I don't care about anything. I'll blow it all up because we need to start winning in Atlanta, and we never have. And he was not good to Dominique Wilkins and that whole thing. But hiring Danny Ferry, I raise my hand. I do it in a heartbeat.
Okay.
And I heard Dukes and Bell listeners, a lot of them African-American, who said, we just want to win, dude. If Danny Ferry is the guy, no problem. Bring him on. There's not a grudge. He's paid his penance. So that guy's going to be Quinn Snyder's boss. He's going to be everybody's boss. He's making the calls. So I just want to have playoff games when I go home at night on a Tuesday night and it's 7:15 and I'm getting ready to order DoorDash. I want to have a Hawks playoff game. Is that too much to ask?
It's not steak. I agree.
All right.
Where are you getting DoorDash from?
I have a few places. I'll tell you when I come back. My top three DoorDash orders. You want to hear them?
Yes.
Hey, the tailgate, Notre Dame, they're doing some bold stuff, ACC. We'll get into that and... Oh, we got a lot.
I want to play you some Brian Snicker when he talks about Chris Sale. It's pretty good.
All right. That's
pretty good stuff.
Coming up, Sports Radio 92.9. For me. Hey, Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Steak Shapiro and Sandra Golden. Lots to get to on a Wednesday morning. Where weather don't look is going to be too good for a little while, for sure. A lot of rain in our future. So we're dealing with that. You've got a golf game scheduled for the weekend. You may be in trouble on that as well. Certainly, you know, we hit those Friday clubs, all the fancy boys out there, country club. A lot of panic in the Shapiro house. We have Nola's graduation, high school graduation party at one of our favorite spots in town, but it's supposed to be outside. So there's a lot of anxiety in the house right now, Sandy, of like, you know, we have to move. We're literally moving the party to our house.
Oh.
instead of at this, it's Nola's favorite coffee shop in town, a place called Companions, where we're having this party. And they have an outdoor deck. It's really awesome and everything else. Really awesome spot. But if it's raining, then everybody's coming to our house, which is like a mile away. It's not what Mrs. Shapiro wants. So it's not what
how
Mrs.
many kids
Steak
are coming?
Wants.
How many
just
people?
A lot of her class are coming.
That's
and
so
just
sweet.
Like, yeah, but we don't want to move the thing. I don't want all these people at my house. Then our house has to look, you know, we have to get it together, mm-hmm. right? So
no. Do y'all see the weather?
That's what I just said.
Oh, well, I wasn't listening to you. I thought you were doing a read. Sorry. I came waltzing in like I was going to have me some coffee.
No, we're already back
on
the radio.
I was doing stuff in the hallway. I got some stuff going on.
I understand.
There you go.
So what does it say for Saturday? How bad?
Not good. It is 60%, 60 degrees and 70% chance of rain. Friday's 55%, Saturday's 70%, Sunday's 75%.
Damn.
Y'all, it is rain through next Wednesday. Yes. From today to next Wednesday.
Can I tell you a quick story, and then we're going to get to the Braves? Speaking of the Braves, I was there. This is the strangest deal. I told you I was at the game on
yeah, I want to hear
Monday
about the wallet.
Night.
Yes.
And I lost my wallet. Mm-hmm. I think I dropped it. I don't think anybody took it. I think I'm just an idiot. I'm hoping it's not because I'm old and I forget, you know, where I put stuff. But so I've got the Apple AirTag, and I've been staring at it. Even that night we were staring at it. And I told you how great Brave Security was. They're like, dude, I see it.
Yeah.
I see your tag. But I guess it wasn't as advanced. You could hit the beeper and track it or whatever. It was sitting somewhere in the stadium. So I fill out the lost and found, and I hear from the Braves yesterday twice. We can't find it. And I send them. I was like, it's in the stadium. It's in left field. It's in section 145. It's here. I'm looking at it, but I don't know. And I've already gotten two emails like, I'm sorry, nobody's turned it in. We have no sign of it. And then last night, lo and behold, somebody located your wallet and handed it in. This is the next night's game.
Oh, people are so good. That's so good.
Or wherever it was sitting. But imagine, like, of course, my wife's like thinking I'm an idiot. And it's like, you need to cancel all your credit cards. And I don't want to do that. I'm being super stubborn.
So was it just stuck between a chair or something?
I'm going
to
find out today.
It
My point
had to
is,
be.
It was so weird because I looked at it all day long, right? And it's not like it lets you tour the stadium. You just keep. Like,
and it's not on the move, and it's not.
No, it's just sitting somewhere.
Well, the other thing, somebody could have taken the Apple tag and just tossed it. So it's sitting now, just the Apple tag
right,
is could've. Sitting.
No, but they found the wallet.
That's
like, I already got the note.
Good. People
last
do good
night,
things.
But I don't know. Like it was just so weird because I'm like. It's going to happen.
Right.
I'm going to open my emails and somebody, I'm staring at it.
Right.
But I don't know where the hell is it under me. It's under the stands. So like we looked at it. It's like it's in the bullpen. So literally we were looking in the bullpen because that's where the Apple tag said. I said, if one of these Reds relievers grabbed my friggin' wallet, is that what's going on
here?
That's
awesome.
Right?
Yep.
So I'm going back right after the show to grab it. But that Apple tag.
Just people do, 9 times out of 10, people do the right thing.
They
don't
turn
you
it
think?
In. Yeah, they
like,
turn it in.
Like, just turn that frown upside down,
I would say
down,
90%
everybody.
Of the time.
I think so, too. I would.
But then I don't
would.
Understand. The stadium was cleared the other night. We looked everywhere. It was not around. So I am absolutely curious as hell. Well, then how did we find
it? I think
it
was stuck in between those chairs. Like, you know how the seat, I've done it before. Like, if your phone gets stuck down there, you cannot find it.
All right, what about the Braves, by the way?
Y'all, fantastic night for the Atlanta Braves. And the story we're going to talk about the most, obviously, is Chris Sale, who was dealing 6 2/3 innings, 10 strikeouts. He threw 112 pitches, 77 were for strikes. And at some point he had thrown, I want to say, and Glavin mentioned it, I'm sure you guys heard it, I want to say he had thrown 72 and 55 were strikes at that moment. Like, it was crazy. Chris Sale, the Cy Young guy, is back.
He was really, really good again. Yeah, it's kind of like vintage Chris Sale now, last 2 or 3 times out. It's been really, really good. And you saw he came out, you know, velocity was really good early. Slider was really good again. You know, he was just... Yeah, really good.
You can't dominate more than the way he looked last night. I mean, that's just next level stuff. And it's back to, listen, I was here, as we all were, for Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox, right? I mean, we've watched dominant pitchers. We watched Cy Young, and we watched Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. And Chris Sale, I got to look at his overall numbers, but obviously too big a gap to think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame and probably not enough wins. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have Hall of Fame stuff when he's healthy. His year last year is as good as any year we've ever had here. How do I know? Because he won the Triple Crown, right? ERA, strikeouts, mm-hmm. and wins. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever worries we had, he just got the perfect everything. Perfect mentality, perfect bulldog mindset, perfect teammate. Everything about Chris Sale. One of the greatest heists of all time. Do you know Vaughn Grissom? That was the big guy along with mm-hmm. it.
With the Red Sox, got Vaughn Grissom in the trade. Yeah, and the Red Sox stroked a check for $17
million. Yeah, he can't make the team.
I know. He got sent down. And I really like Vaughn Grissom, but yeah.
No, he can't make the – Christian Campbell, the kid from Georgia Tech, mm-hmm. is their rookie star. Vaughn Grissom is nowhere on that team. He has no shot.
The other couple of things I want to tell you about, and I'm sure you might have seen it, Mookie Betts had the podcast, and he had Chris Sale on the podcast. And Chris Sale was talking about – his velocity, and everybody was making a big deal because remember, we're like, oh dear, the velocity's down. He went into detail, and I'm going to paraphrase here of, yeah, I'm not throwing as hard as I can every single time. I'm older. I have to use it wisely. And he just detailed it perfectly. The other thing.
I'd love to hear that. You always have the best recommendations for podcasts. Did you listen to the whole interview?
I listened to 20 minutes of it. Yeah. 20. It was longer than that. And I think I had to stop somewhere. It was enough. I heard. I got it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know Mookie Betts. Yeah.
Well, no.
No, I love
I don't care about Mookie Betts. I'm not going to.
No. Y'all will enjoy it 100%. I'll link it up, as a matter of fact. Okay. The other thing I want to mention. If you saw A.J. Smith-Shawver come out after the eighth, the very first person he went to is Brian Snicker. Big smiles all around. The next thing you noticed is that A.J. Smith-Shawver goes to the top of the step to watch. And guess who gets right up next to him is Chris Sale. And they were doing hand motions, and I don't know what they were talking about, but he is such, you mentioned being a good teammate, so that's what's happening inside that room of helping these kids, as I say kids, Schwellenbach and, you know, the Grant Holmes. If you watch when they're not pitching and who they're saddled up to, and in the past, do you remember Greg Maddux and Tim Hudson? That was like kind of their role, would really get next to those younger pitchers.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that Maddux played a great role in that like Huddy did, but I'll play Chris Sale's at the top of the list.
Let me tell you what happened behind the scenes, because Greg Maddux, when you thought he was doing a crossword puzzle, when I tell you the film work and he would bring guys back and we're going to watch this, and he was such a savant.
Did you ever see the Eddie Perez video about how the Braves were up big and was it Bagwell?
Yep.
Hit a home run off him?
Oh, yeah.
And Eddie Perez is like, why did you throw that pitch to Bagwell on the you gave him a fastball in the inner part of the plate. He said, we're going to play him in the playoffs, and he's going to be looking for that pitch, and he's not going to get it because that's going to be a big at-bat somewhere down the line. Flash forward in the same video, Maddux facing Bagwell, mm-hmm. throws three off-speed pitches, strikes him out. He's walking off the field in the playoffs. Turns to Eddie Perez. You see him mouthing to him, what did I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Remember 4 months ago when we played the Astros and I told you that blah, blah, blah? So that is the kind of
way. Greg Maddux is a whole nother level, but he was super helpful and instructive.
Okay.
So the other moment last night that we're not going to be talking about, we're in the bottom of the ninth. Braves are down 1-0, and we're thinking, are you serious right now? Because, oh, by the way, Andrew Abbott had already struck out 8. It was a strike fest going on. Sean Murphy walks. Snicker then inserts Stuart Fairchild, who is this speedy demon, from first. Michael Harris was 1-for-24, I believe, before that, y'all. 1-for-24. He gets the game-tying single, but Fairchild scores from first.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that. Now we got a tie game. Fast forward to the 10th. We got
Azuna. Gets up because they intentionally walked Austin Riley.
Right, but you know, we got a guy on second now. Verugo's on second, and then they walk Austin Riley, and Marcelo Ozuna's like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
So, boom, that was how it went. It's going to be great. Again, Hunter Green tonight for the Reds, their best pitcher. So it's going to be great when Grant Holmes have another good night. There we go. How about a tailgate quick? The headlines will read, Notre Dame and Clemson have agreed to a 12-year deal, home and home, until 2038. Okay. Well, behind the scenes, this story to me is fascinating, Stake, because Notre Dame basically said to the ACC, you're adorable. They said the athletic director met with the ACC in January and said, We're going to play our five games, but we want the top-tiered games. We have to amp up our schedule because we're Notre Dame. This is how this is going to go down. Well, it looks like the ACC was kind of dragging their feet a bit. So Clemson and Notre Dame did this on their own. So this is going to count for the five required of Notre Dame, but also Notre Dame's like, okay, let's sign here. And also, we're going to be working in Miami and Florida State on a much more regular basis.
Hey, listen, Notre Dame is the powerhouse that says, you're adorable Boston
That's
College,
right.
You're adorable NC State, you're adorable Bill Belichick, and even, I hate to say it, Georgia Tech. But what they want to do is schedule games that feel like they will drive TV ratings.
That's right.
Which is also part of how teams get paid now. There is a tiered system in the ACC where you are not going to, you know, Stanford playing Wake Forest, sorry to say, they're not going to have the same revenue share as a Miami-Notre Dame game, which is a much bigger deal, and that is part of how they're trying to appease the Clemsons, Florida States, Miamis of the world.
This new ACC agreement is really based on the biggest and brightest part of that pie, which is a media valuable value metric. In baseball, excuse me, basketball and football, it's literally your eyes, your sexy X factor. That's how they're going to determine it. How many people, most television viewers for your basketball and your football, and that's who those programs that we just mentioned. So I just think it's fantastic. They were already going to play each other in 27, so through 2038, and look for that to be happening more and more. So I just love that story, and ACC, get it together. God bless you.
Well, I mean, that's assuming Miami and Florida State, or at least Florida State, rebounds, right? Miami's already in a pretty good place right now. And you would assume that FSU is always going to be a sexier draw. You hope last year was a horrendous, horrendous aberration, right?
The cupcakes are going away on all the schedules because of the strength of schedule factor in those rooms. So, which is why you're already seeing some teams canceling and rescheduling.
I mean, that's fine. Like, you still have a much more extended playoff, and it could get to 16 teams as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, the SEC will keep fighting to get all their guys in the playoffs. The ACC just has a lot of work to do. We'll talk to some ACC and SEC coaches in the offseason.
Football is better, and this is not even up for a debate. College football is better when Miami, when Florida State, when Clemson, and I'll even throw Virginia Tech in there, that top tier. Georgia Tech, get it together, right? Like, yeah, it's just better.
Well, the league has to be better. I mean, the league has been an embarrassment when you think of nationally, especially what the Big Ten and the SEC have done to them of late. And, of course, they have the biggest contracts and the biggest deals. Listen, the stock on Georgia Tech, all due respect, I'm glad that's adorable that you want to play Florida State and Miami. Georgia Tech's got the momentum of, first of all, the best quarterback room in the ACC with those two guys. They also have the momentum of recruiting class that's as good as they've had in forever, right? The stock is up on Tech football as well.
Yeah, this is going back to brands, though, and history.
I get it.
Yeah.
But
so,
the brand of Tech football when I got here
just
was,
win and you're in.
When Joe Hamilton was here, the brand was fine. When they were winning national titles, sharing national titles, the brand was fine. When George O'Leary was here, the brand was fine. I mean, you know, even Chan Gailey going to an Orange Bowl. So, yeah, that's what Georgia Tech should be, and it should be a brand that won four national titles and everybody talks about on Thursday Night Football or big games. They are not there yet. I would agree. Miami, Florida State, Clemson, they own that room.
Notre Dame, well done. Well done.
All right, when we come back, it's the end of an era for, like, everybody. Why this time of year is evoking so much emotion, the tears, the drama, the hugs, right? Your final everything in May. We'll tell you what we're talking about. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank you.
Hey, it's 10:05. You're listening to the number one sports talk radio station in the Southeast. And by, I can't stress enough, a country mile, the number one sports station in Atlanta with phenomenal ratings, particularly on this program. So thank you. We get our 2 hours. We cherish it. Much like folks are cherishing the month of May in the city of Atlanta, which is wrapping up a lot of things, a lot of tears over these last few weeks, not just in the Shapiro household, but Sandra, you and a bunch of your friends.
Wow, a lot of tears. Last baseball game, tournaments, that's the last time they're going to play. There's the final cheer squad competition this coming weekend.
We had Nola's final dance.
There you go, yeah.
She does these, it's not cheer, it's you know, ballet and modern and all that stuff. We went to our final competition. She's been doing it 4 hours a day for 5-6 years. And then there's graduation, then her and her friends. You can relate, Bo. You guys are going through some of that or have been through it, right?
Well, we have a fifth grade graduation about to happen.
Aww. Yeah.
But then we also have playoffs and all-stars with a squad of girls that are about to get split up into two different middle school.
Yep.
So their last time together.
So, yeah.
I will just say this, that the height, I'm going to put it at the top of the list. So I'm a dude, and I can't speak for cheer, although I would say it's probably exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But the sports thing, maybe even more than the high school thing. And hear me out. The finality of a game where it could be we play for two more weeks or we lose a heartbreaking, 10th or 11th inning game in the baseball tourney, in lacrosse, in soccer, in cheer. We lose by a point, although cheer is kind of a last competition. I don't know if maybe you go to the Nationals. I don't know that as well. But there is a finality about the sports part of it that I think is more impactful than just the high school graduation because, yes, you'll never be in high school again, but you can be with those girls again or boys again, and you're going to have moments. The sports thing is like it's the end of your career in most cases.
In most cases is right. Yep.
It is the end of your ever playing a game at the competitive level that an 18-year-old in a high school tournament is playing something, female or male.
And I will take it one step further because when we talk about the high school playoffs, high school football, that's the band. That's the people that work the concessions, all those clubs, all the cheer squads in the stands. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, they're wrapping it up. There'll be a new group next year doing those mm-hmm. things. But for a group of seniors, yeah. It's bigger than any middle school, elementary graduation. It's bigger than any, I think, not to say that the graduation, but I mean, when you are taking the field or you lose a heartbreaker, I don't know how many folks out there as a parent can relate to like, you invest so much time. When we were growing up, it just was not. It was not. The parents were not as invested, even close. I don't think there was. I know there wasn't. There wasn't travel at the level it was. High school, for sure. Like, we were very lucky. Me and my buddies played in the state championship game in lacrosse. That was our final moment in high school. We beat Peabody. We beat Peabody 11-10 in overtime. And those pictures, us idiots, have paraded those photos around for, 1984, 94, like 40 years, right? Now, at the time, we're like, this is a cool way to end high school. We just want a state title. And if we had lost, that would have been the worst way, right? An overtime goal, total devastation, whatever it was. So we were very blessed that that's how that ended. But 98% of the parents and the kids are not having that moment.
Yeah.
It's wrapping up. And,
I also feel like it's just the prelude to my kids leaving for college.
Yes, that's
another. And what y'all are going through. And that's what my girlfriends are like. I'm writing checks for apartments and we're going for an orientation. And the level of they're trying to keep it together in front of their kids, but behind the scenes of this empty nest world.
Yeah, Miss Kimberly's a hot mess. She is a hot mess with the thought of Nola and Sophie both being out. Now, we got Bobby, right? But the girls will be gone. Somebody's like, oh, is Bobby, is he excited at all that he's going to be the only guy? No, not at all.
No, the whole dynamic of the home, right?
No, yeah. He loved having his sisters.
I think you're being a little tougher than I think you really are.
Yeah, because I don't want
to.
No, I don't. Yeah, I am because I'm training myself.
Right, right.
I don't want to fall apart. And I don't want to be like, I want these moments to not all have a certain and
finality.
I don't want to be thinking about that. I want to be thinking about, this is awesome. Nola just made the Tulane cheer team, which she did. Kudos. And you know, we're just starting that experience. Sophie's going to be a junior. Like, let's just keep moving forward. So as a dude, you don't want to show too much emotion anyway, right? That's how we're trained. Whereas my wife, all of it is like too much to handle.
It's different for a mom.
It's too much. Yeah. What is it? We got that thing, the baccalaureate thing coming up.
Baccalaureate.
We got that coming up. We got graduation, we got senior awards, and then it's like, wrap it up.
The baccalaureate is much more emotional because it's faith-based, and it's all about moving what you've done and moving forward and have the faith
it's
to
like
soar.
It's like very religious kind of.
It's based intense. On religion, but it's a beautiful service. Yeah.
So we have that coming up next week. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Do you think we, when we were seniors, had the same level? I think we probably did, right? These are your buddies. This is it. We're wrapping up. I think the sports thing is ramped up even more because the commitment parents make now is a different era 30, 40 years ago. Parents didn't sit at practice.
But I don't think you have I don't think we as kids back then, 100 years ago, had any perspective of what our parents were feeling. Like, I guarantee you, your kids don't realize the hurt that you're feeling internally. Because I don't think my mom and dad showed.
When
but
you
I know
left.
They were, yeah. They
you were the younger or the older?
I was the younger, but I mean, I was the last one out of the house.
Right,
so.
That's what I mean. Yeah, so the last one out.
But I just don't think you were perceptive enough, and I don't mean that mean. I just don't think, I think we're all caught up in what am I wearing to senior skip day, and have I got my outfit under my graduation gown? But they don't realize, as you as a dad, like, oh, my dad's hurting for certain. Like, what's happening here? So.
Yeah, I mean, both girls will be gone, but, you know, as I'm just like saying, you know, next chapter.
I also think there's a lot of, and I'm thinking about my friend the Bennetts, who Tony's such a cheer dad, and they are so into the travel. They have a blast.
Love
they have this whole group.
I told you.
Right?
Dude, I hated when the travel ended.
Yeah.
It's like a vacation. Oh, I'm watching sports. I'm not thinking about real life, like my job or my business or, you know, stuff I need to do around it's just you're away. The only things that matter are those five volleyball matches on Saturday. Where's the team and the parents having dinner and drinks that night? What round are we playing and when do we leave on Sunday? And it's a total mental break, total fun. When Miss Sophie said she's not doing travel anymore, I was like, I'm not playing in college. Why would I spend my junior summer traveling?
And you're like, can I go instead? Can I just travel?
Well, I told her
team?
It's not about you. I don't care about you. It's about me.
Right.
We can't end that travel. Mm-hmm. Travel's like the best thing ever. Josh and Swanee, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, guys. So I had I went down to a small school in middle Georgia, and my parents, you know, took me down there. And as I'm walking into my dormitory, I come back out, and I look, and my mom's got tears like coming down and blah, blah. I look over, and my dad, his smile was ear to ear. He was grinning like, you know, so yeah, parents do take it differently, right?
Yeah.
My dad was like, adios, amigo. My mom's like, oh, my baby. So.
Yeah. Men are, thanks for the call. 404-726-0929. We're just programmed to handle it differently.
Yeah.
That's just not to say it's not emotional, but we are just programmed differently.
My therapist gave me the greatest advice about parents, because your parents raise strong kids with strong wings. So when they fly away, they soar. That's right. The one job of a parent is to raise the kids with strong wings to fly away.
Yeah, if you did a good job, then they're supposed to be confident and excited.
Yeah.
And getting in and starting their own deal is a sign that you did the right thing. If it's something other than that, then something went wrong along the way. But I just wonder the intensity of state at you know, in the fall with football. I mean, my God, Rusty talks about, God bless him, that state championship that like defined him and all his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, senior year, kids are going through it right now. It's like it's all these states. I think they're in like the quarters or the semis, right? You hear about these soccer games that come down to PK. And you imagine the parents sitting there like, well, this is the last 10 minutes we'll ever watch soccer, or we're moving on to the semis, and we're all getting plans in 3 days, and we're all going to travel to Savannah and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's a finality to sports that is just gut-wrenching at times, and the ultimate jubilation. So That's what it, not that all of it's not emotional, but you have thoughts on it, 404-726-0929. Any advice to parents who are getting ready to have that moment, the empty nesters or, you know, last kids off? So we can chat about that as well. We got more on what happened last night, trying to get Sandra to be into the NBA a little bit. There's some crazy stuff. That Indiana game last night, if you haven't heard the details, I mean, nobody could have a million years seen that coming, the way that thing played
out. And also
out.
A couple of strange partners in crime and bedfellows, which is Shedeur Sanders and Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's quite
I think you're going to like that.
That's quite an interview you pulled up. We'll have access to that. If you want to get aboard and chat, 404-726-0929. We'll take calls. We'll play cuts. We'll talk hoops. We'll do it all. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. .1025 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Shedeur Sanders and Tom Brady, they tight. They real tight. We'll hear Brady talk about that. Shedeur taking number 12, correct?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
In honor of Brady. So talk about a guy that has been pretty low-key, Dion, right? Haven't heard much from him.
Not a word.
Yeah, not a word. And
don't you find that strange? It's a bit curious that I've seen video of Shedeur in Cleveland working his butt off.
I think that there'll be a time Deion Sanders talks, and in his mind it may be, you know, this is what motivates their family, mm-hmm. right? And right now we're just going to do the work and chop the wood, as, you know, Kirby would say, and we're just going to do our thing. And when you hear from him, he'll tell you how they felt. That it's a, you know, it's a shot at him and the family as well. A lot of people are saying there's no way in the world he should have gone as late as he did. So we'll see how that plays itself out. George Pickens is going to get traded from the Steelers, looks like, to the Dallas Cowboys, where he'll be with CeeDee Lamb. They'll give up a third rounder apparently, and some more picks. He's a real pain in the butt to deal with, George Pickens. There's no question for Mike Tomlin. That is not, he's not the right locker room guy.
Yeah.
And that the alpha male is going to be DK Metcalf and maybe Aaron Rodgers, or how that plays out. But, again, I don't know where the Steelers are headed. That's a lot of power in the AFC that they just don't seem to match up with when you look around the rest of the AFC and what they're going to do. And if it's going to be Aaron Rodgers and a stopgap, one would assume that will happen as well. Taking phone calls, 404-726-0929. The finality, the moments dudes dealing with, and mommies, and then the sports stuff. The reality, especially in football, that you are absolutely never going to put the pads on again, right? I mean, any other sport, there are leagues you could be playing, right? Me and my buddies played in countless leagues together in softball and basketball and all that stuff. When you're playing football, you literally never put the pads on again.
That's a good
point. You know, so that's another reason why maybe – something about the fall in the South and that final football game that is just so emotional, maybe because all these country music singers write songs about it as well, right?
Well, it's a culture here. That's what I meant. It's way more than the guys on the field. It's the coaches' wives,
Friday
and the band.
Listen,
Friday Night Lights.
Listen, you're going to Friday night games in a lot of these towns with your kids since they're 10 years old. Now, you can keep going to games, but your kid is not, you know, like that. That's something that families look forward to beyond. We had a game this Friday night. My son's a freshman. He's not going to play, but he's going to dress out, or, you know, he's in middle school and we're just going to be there. My daughter's cheering. Juniors are going to be at midfield at halftime or whatever it is.
And I'm not even kidding. Like the concession stands. I remember being in high school, of which club from the school and their parents were working the concession stands. They got to keep the money. The gate, who's working the gate, and those little tickets that look like, you know, when you're entering a little.
In some of those towns, different than private schools, some of those towns you're going to keep doing a lot of that. Private schools, it's a little different because if your kid's not at the school, you're not going back. If it's your, you know, insert small Georgia town, there's still a chance you're very connected to the Friday night game.
Thomasville, Georgia?
Yeah, right.
It's the whole town. It's
right.
It's every single thing starting in August is about what are we
Warner
doing Friday
Robbins
night.
Or any of those places?
Yeah.
Hey, Craig in Peachtree City on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, Craig?
How are you, sir?
Good.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So I have a kid. I said won the state championship last year and then had to drop him at the Air Force Academy a month later.
Oh, man.
Mm. And if you know how that process works, you drive through kind of like a drive-through, and he gets out of the car, and you can't get out of the car with him, and then you don't get to talk to him again from middle of June till September.
Oh, wow. So how did Dad handle that?
That was tough. It was even tougher because I went back to the hotel room that night, and he was on the local Colorado Springs television getting his head shaved.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Wow. Which was a proud moment at the same time.
Most proud. Yep. How's he doing? Where is he?
Oh, he's loving it. He's at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and he absolutely loves it.
That's awesome. Well, that's a great story. Raised a great young man. Thanks for the call. George in Canton, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, hello. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I've got a bunch of those type stories. I raised four kids. They all graduated from Cherokee High School, and three of them at the same time because two of them was twins. And so I've had to go through that, and I've coached middle school and high school, some high school, not much, but youth for over 50 years. And so I've seen a lot of graduations.
A lot of tears over the years. A lot of parents trying to come to terms with those games, those final games, right?
Oh, yeah, especially when you've coached the kids from fourth grade, four-year-old, all the way through 15, 16 when you go to high school. And, you know, and then I did that with my first kids and then did it with my second kid. I had another kid that after the twins was 9-year-old, we had none. So we stayed in it all the time. But
where are the kids now? Where are all the kids now?
one's in Florida. He graduated from Georgia Southern. And the other two lives right here in Canton with me, and one passed away in 2019, one of the twins.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. Thank you for checking in with us. And a lot of that coaches in these towns attached to these kids for a long, long time. The moment that was brutal, dropping Sophie at Georgia freshman year when we brought her to her dorm and both kids came to be there. So Sophie, Nola, Bobby hugging all three of them, hysterically bawling in the parking lot, and Sophie's like walking off into like be with her roommate and start college. I drove home separate. That was
you had to have lost it.
I was a friggin' wreck in that car. I was an absolute wreck in the car for about 25 minutes by myself, though. Did not let anybody see.
No, don't let anybody see.
In the car.
I gotcha. Tom Brady was on Jordan Schultz's podcast. Jordan Schultz is an insider with Fox, NFL guy. Really good podcast. Again, you'll like this one. Back up. At Sports Sandra, I linked the entire Mookie Betts and Chris Sale. I think you guys will really like it. So this is them talking about Shador, why he slipped, and what Tom Brady said to him.
I wasn't a part of any evaluation process or to
Skip Bayless
says
that. Otherwise.
No. Well, everyone's got that's the problem with media is everyone can just say whatever the they want. I actually texted Shador because I know him very well. And I said, dude, like whatever happens, wherever you go, that's your first day. Day two matters more than the draft. I was 199. Yeah. So who could speak on it better than me? Like what that really means. Yeah. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it.
I have no doubt Dion has the same mindset. Why would you have bravado right now? This is to prove every skeptic. It's maybe the best thing that could ever happen to Shador Sanders. If there was any sense of entitlement, that humbling draft scenario, especially the team that took a quarterback ahead of you in the draft, and there's three, four other guys, but he's in a great spot.
Where do you stand on, are you pulling for Shador? Are you rooting against him? People are so,
definitely not rooting against him.
Yeah, me too. I kind of just want him to do
well. I don't know. I mean, I hate if he was that insufferable in those interviews, but I think there was going to be a backlash regardless against Dion and Shador. And listen, he's a young person that was humbled. Let's see what he's going to do with it.
Yeah, go get him, Shador. And as we mentioned, he will be wearing number 12 in Cleveland. Yep. Do you guys realize that Caitlin Clark is coming here this Saturday? There is a preseason dream game at 3:00 on Saturday.
Not even at State Farm, right?
It is at the Gateway Center, 11:30.
Is she playing?
It's 3:30, I think. She played this past weekend.
Well, we know that, and that's scrimmage.
Did you see those numbers?
It's insane.
It's over $1 million as a preseason. But I just
million want, viewers.
Viewer, yeah.
You said dollars, yeah.
So I'm just saying, Atlanta, if you guys are looking for something to do
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, I'd like to know if she's going to, because she didn't play in the preseason game before that. They saved her for Iowa. She was a little, had a nagging injury. I would not be shocked if she's not playing. We should ask Atlanta Dream what we're hearing.
Yeah, let's find that out. Maybe I'll have
well.
It for you tomorrow.
Yeah, no, the numbers, over a million folks watched a game that was a 60-point game with a, what was it, like some country?
Brazil. It was Brazil, and it was at Iowa where
no,
she
No, I know that.
Yeah,
that's
so great.
Part of what people wanted to see. Yeah. Hey, we'll play some three strikes when we come back. Why Chris Sale was elite but didn't get the dub. And I'm sorry. We are going to have to talk some NBA. How do you miss four of your last five three throws and pull off one of the greatest comebacks in NBA playoffs? That's what happened. Sports Radio 92.9. Hey, it's 10:42. Big game of the night is brought to you by John Foy and Associates. How y'all doing? It's Steak and Sandra enjoying a Wednesday. Are you staying in town tonight?
Yes, I am.
You seen any of the
at the Belly
girlies?
Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm staying in. Yeah, I got a busy day, so I'm gonna.
Well, I know you have a busy day. I'm asking about tonight.
You know what I said to you last week? I said, do you ever just have a night where you just kind of enjoy staying in? And you were like, I don't even have those nights.
Well, no, I always enjoy staying in.
Yeah,
I just
but
haven't
you just
had
don't have. Well, that's why I have one tonight, and I can't wait.
I have a business dinner tonight. Had one last night at the Braves on Sunday.
That exhausts
Monday.
Me. That whole thing is too much.
And then I got all these kids. Sophie's home from college. Noah's graduating. Bobby had a middle school graduation. We got a soccer tournament. My brother's coming to town. It's going to rain on our parade. On our not our parade. it's raining on our parade. No, on our graduation party. There's stuff. I got stuff going on.
I know.
It's like, you know.
Well, I'm going to enjoy the Braves game tonight.
Is that the big game
of
the night?
Big game of the night. Thanks, John Foy. It's the Braves and the Reds, 7:15 from Truist.
I'm just going to say these NBA playoffs are weird, man. These aren't just the top seeds losing. These are massive top seeds. These are Oklahoma City, historic season, already lost game one. This is Cleveland, who had two 10-game winning streaks that last night was not only up by 20, they were up by 7 with 50 seconds left. And then the Pacers miss 4 out of 5 foul shots to try to come back, and they still win the game. We'll have the call in a second. But what do I want to tell you? They couldn't even get it over half court, Cleveland, and when it counted. Donovan Mitchell has a horrible offensive foul. Max Strus throws it away. They don't get a shot off. It was so ridiculous, the meltdown of the Cavaliers, and so ridiculous how the Pacers did this to the Bucks to close them out and how they did it again, and they're up 2-0. And this was a missed foul shot that turns into good night, Irene.
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball up top. Indiana by 1. 1:1 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
You have got to be kidding me.
it was ridiculous.
That's a great line.
Mobley out last night. Darius mm-hmm. Garland out. Mm-hmm. D'Andre Hunter out. Kenny Atkinson, you have the best regular season anybody could ever have imagined. You just lost 2 in a row. Now you're going to Indiana. What gives?
We got to get guys back. That's first. Hopefully if we can, we can get guys back. I've been down 2-0 before at home. And you know, we have enough talent. We have enough talent in there to go get, game 3. That's it. That's all that counts. Not game 4, not game, we just got to focus on getting game 3.
Very, very talented team with very, very bad injuries. Golden State lost Curry last night. How about losing Curry? Second quarter they lost
second.
Him?
Second. Mm-hmm.
They still win by 10 on the road in Minnesota. Horrendous night for the T-Wolves. Horrendous.
He used a dozen players to play. Jimmy playoff was 20 points, 11 rebounds.
Dude, I mean, the Jimmy Butler move. Remember Luka Doncic, greatest trade ever. Lakers are going to be in the finals. Can't believe that that happened. Okay, the trade that matters, no question, the trade that matters was Jimmy Butler to Golden State. You talk about ingesting life and them realizing they have a chance to win a title in their mind. Playoff Jimmy. Curry won't play Thursday. It's a hamstring. He may not play for a little longer than that. They got to make sure that he's healthy through the playoffs, so that's something to think about.
Home teams are winless in the second round.
That's unbelievable.
So Knicks at Celtics tonight at 7, Nuggets Thunder 9:30.
Do you know what the money lines are on these games? Just no spread. The money line that you would have to probably people lost on taking Boston in game one, taking Cleveland in both games, and taking OKC. And then, I mean, the money lines are ridiculous. So I'm just going to do this for you. I'm going to give you a little kiss. Take Cleveland on the road in game three. That's a very good team that is not going to go down 3-0. That's not how sports works.
That's Friday.
On Friday. Okay. Tonight, Joe Mazzulla, dude, is so funny. I don't have the cut. It's not that important. But they're like, the Knicks shot 50% from the second half. He goes, Yeah. So if you make the threes, you win. If you miss them, you lose. That's my analysis of the game. They shot 63s. They missed 45. They're 10-point favorites tonight. I think they are going to blitz the Knicks with threes tonight because I think Mazzulla and they're stubborn. No team's made more threes in NBA history. Isn't this about the back of the baseball card?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do. They make threes. They're not going to change their game. I like them tonight. I don't love them. I love Cleveland in game three.
Okay.
And OKC, I wish it's 10.5 tonight.
10.5. Both are 10.5.
Oy vey. Doesn't that sound like massive spreads for two really good teams, Denver and New York?
I would take the Knicks and I would take the Nuggets. 10.5.
Tomorrow we got to see how that plays out. I would not take them both, but what do I know? I would take both of the favorites because they're great teams, but I would have said the same about Cleveland last night, Sandra. Spread was 7.5. The only reason it wasn't 10.5 last night is because of those injuries.
Yeah.
Even with three guys out, Sandra.
What was the Warriors? Timberwolves.
I think T-Wolves by two or three.
That's a loser.
Yeah. No, every road team.
You guys, Anthony Edwards finished with 23 points. He had 1 point in the first half.
Yeah, and he was like joking how bad they were.
Yeah, he's like, it won't be this bad again.
All right, here's our three strikes questions. The last time you were physically at your high school, the last time you were on campus at your high school, how many people you think will call us over 35, 40 years old, let's say, the day I left my senior year? You think there's any people out there that...
Have you been back to yours?
Yeah, I'd go back for football games. It's been a while. It's probably been 15, 20. Yeah. I mean, I'm back in the town all the time. Yeah. But physically on campus, it's been a minute for sure to be on campus. When's the last time you were on campus?
When I was in Panama City, I went to do a drive-by. It's real close to my house, and it brings me happiness to drive-by.
Do you get out of the car?
Go stare at my pictures and stuff? No. Oh.
I
was senior class president. I peaked at 17. That's it. It's gone downhill from there.
The comeback from a game that you'll always remember. A comeback game you'll always remember. And please don't invoke it.
28-3 is off.
I was it's say, off. Don't
do
invoke
not.
It. You shouldn't even
we're
say
hanging
it.
Up on you. We're hanging
and,
up on you.
Well, I mean, if it's a – yeah, it's supposed to be like one you're happy about. It's not supposed to be otherwise. And how many trips to Chick-fil-A in a month? In a given month, how many trips to Chick-fil-A? I was talking to somebody last night about the love Atlanta has for all the Atlanta, like Delta, that is just, you know, dominating around the world. Coke, you know what Coke's doing? I don't even mention the other company. You know what they're doing to their competitor lately? Destroying that blue-colored competitor to Coke. They're having a hell of a run, Coke.
To the tune of Sprite. Just jumped that cola for so now
oh,
they're
ahead. So it's Coke one, Sprite two. Is that what you're saying?
Coke one, Dr. Pepper two, and it was the P word.
Yeah.
And now it is Sprite.
Dude,
so I just saw that on the news this
they
morning.
They're getting buried, which is great. But
I
anyway,
like a good Sprite. Do you drink a Sprite?
No. Okay. Maybe with a vodka.
Okay.
We love our Coke, we love our Delta, we love our Chick-fil-A, we love our Waffle House. I mean, we love UPS and Home Depot and all that, but I'm saying like, that's how we are in Atlanta. But I mean, I have a 13-year-old dude. I mean, I can't eat between the delivery of Chick-fil-A and the 4 o'clock snack and the like, if we are out and both of us can't, you know, because she works full time and I'm working like crazy, the default to Chick-fil-A on the app is so frequent, I can't even tell you. So, visits in a month to Chick-fil-A. First time, last time you're back on campus and the comeback game, you'll always remember. 404-726-0929. We'll give Bo a chance to get those lines going. 404-726-0929. Braves with two more with the Reds, right?
Two more with the Reds,
four
you guys.
Four-game homestand. And
When you're waking up this morning.
Four-game series, not four-game homestand. Seven-game homestand.
You're 17-18 this morning. You are five games out of first.
Yeah, last time you had a chance to be back at 500 was the final game in Colorado where you didn't hit at all. Then you come home and you lose back-to-back to the Dodgers. So then we go back down four games under 500, and now we get in a three-game winning streak. Again, to me, it's about getting to 500.
I agree.
When you start the year 0-7, find your way to 500. Division means absolutely nothing right now. We all know what happened a few years ago when it's like, oh, yeah, Mets have won the division. No, get to 500. You can't do anything to become a winning team. And then you get back Strider, and then you get back Acuna, and then all these guys that have absolutely done the job for them, the Nick Allens and Eli Whites of the world, and last night Fairchild does it, right?
Yes, please.
It comes in.
Speedy.
So mm-hmm. All that, and Chris Sale working through his stuff and looking awesome last night.
Amazing.
Get to 500 tonight. All right, let's do this. All right, Alexis, last time you were at your high school on campus?
2005. I graduated in 1983. My nephew played high school football, and I went to go see him.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Comeback game you'll always remember.
Luckily, I was there. Super Bowl 23, 49ers-Bengals. I was sitting right there when Montana hit Taylor for the touchdown.
Chick-fil-A visits in a month.
Eight, and it's crazy. I just left Chick-fil-A 2 minutes ago.
Oh, that's great.
He said eight?
Eight, yeah.
Yeah, two a week.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Mark in Peachtree City, the PI. What are you working on these days, buddy?
I'm working a case here in Lilburn.
Somebody?
Doing the workers' comp thing.
What's the dude, like breakdancing somewhere, shooting baskets? What's he doing?
Well, he's got a back injury, and yesterday I got 2 hours of video of him washing and waxing his truck with his back injury.
Oh, he's so busted.
I love how Mark just always busts these guys.
Mark wants to call in every week. We need to hear an update.
Hey, Mark, last time you were at your high school campus.
Well, I'm old. It was 1980 when I graduated. I've been back a couple times for reunions. We're going to have actually our 45th this year.
At the high school. What high school was it?
Toronto High School, Toronto, Ohio, about 2 hours south of Cleveland.
Comeback game you'll always remember.
As one from Ohio was a Pirates fan and switched to the Braves when I came to the police department here in Georgia in 92. I have to say the 92 game when Sid Bream slid.
Chick-fil-A visits in a month.
About 12.
Thank you, sir. Brad in Peachtree City, the last time you were at your high school.
Last year, my buddy's son plays on the basketball team, McIntosh.
That's cool. Comeback game you'll always remember.
Glad I was sitting there, 2017. I think we were down 31-14 in the second quarter to Oklahoma. Baker Mayfield, Georgia, came back, won the Rose Bowl.
One of the most fun Kirby games in his tenure.
Oh, you're not kidding. So, man, that was a great, great game to be at.
Baker Mayfield carrying on the sidelines. Hello, Sony Michelle. Hello, Nick Chubb.
Yeah,
hey,
I loved it.
Chick-fil-A visits in a month.
Proud to announce zero. They're serving you garbage and trash.
Uh-oh. Wow.
That took a terrible turn.
Man. Oh, man. We're not going to let you say that, not even though they're a sponsor.
And it hurts.
Bo made an executive decision. The public doesn't hear anybody say.
Oh, good.
You don't put Chick-fil-A in the corner. Thanks, Bo. Andy and Randy next. Bye.